say around, put my name down first. I'll get my revenge tomorrow night. This is called Trolley After Play by the Same Name by Roisin Sack. It's about two girls in a car park and a man approaches and he kind of destroys their friendship. No path is steep that leads to a friend. Yeah, like. And she's like a babe in a basket, a throwing gold of fish seamless with friendship. Desire and it can fight all of this line, even friendship, friendship more so than anything else. Makes you wonder, makes you ponder, everyone's been there, done that, but it's huge, like, sweet 16, never been. There she goes, throwing epigraphs, listening to incantation and rhymes like, hey, the strongest, weakest, pure fucking gunk. She finds the world empty at the score, figures darkness, stays her tips with the ink of lies, and then she falls for a quick fix, a quick talk, a quick shag. Who's there to keep score? Oppression, advantage, depression, devotion. Fucking lonely, wondering if it's all for more. This would bugger all in the end, but in a peace friendship. Where she now, tomorrow, day after 50 years from now, unraveled and stitched, shattered, chipped, and screwed, scrawled up the graffiti walls. Not an incantation, not an epigraph, the litany, or the rasping tongue of the world. What, you wanted more?
We always want more, Sue. We always want more. Next up is Caldor.
I lived in that Barcelona about 8 years ago. I tried to climb as a Catalan. The first time was at El Castillo. I was pressed his we sat and smoked, watching the sunrise fill daytime slowly into the meadow below. By some perversion of visual lucidity, I watched every leaf in each tree. They greeted me in a single word. The day was slow coming. We didn't care. We ate fruit. The second time, I was horizontal in an alleyway speaking to strangers. A respite from the walk from Garcia to my room in La Raval. Our common ground is tin, contrived by the city and submitted to its surrounding voices. Sometime later, I arrived to a single bed by a maid and a meeting. Third was stranger still. I was bathing in a lake in the Pyrenees. I dripped dried on the grass, projecting images onto clouds. A daughter of the nearby town, she, 17, sat next to me and offered fruit in a cured hand. For decency, I dressed on the lake's eyelid near my tent, where later on I broke some Spanish and she broke Catalan. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. And next we have Seamus Harrison.
Only again. He stood in line abreast. They hissed and sighed, billowing acid clouds of stink. Open air blast. Floodlit hailstones rattled into the front of a bare stand. Just a few pissed off fans linger in the lee of the gents, knocked out by underdogs. Fuming to no one, the boss will have to consider his position. Imagine 6-0 at home. Cold call. Your precious time for a moment or two. Your service provider is currently who? Our latest rendition, because of attrition, we're in a position to offer 3 minutes and modems to you and channels as clear as a didgeridoo. Thank you.
Thank you, Seamus. Next we have Richard Mantry, is it? Or Hantry? Autry.
This is called Cree Scale. Cree Scale Heart's Tale found in a gloss. Flood tide, ebb tide, heart's loss.
Thank you, Richard. And next we have Patricia Walsh.
Thank you, Paul. This is called call it love or war. The war is over, love. Think not of your life either here or up above, but fill in the broken life with the caustic dreams you're thinking of, which suffices as a cream in your existence and make me weep. Not out of pity or sympathy, but from a habit I want to keep. The love I have prevents me the agony of having to face the high hand gulf spitting us, this present as a new place. As a reality we could not muster, the courage to give sparingly, free moments that were on offer to be applied more daringly, to produce a gorgeous cluster, snippets and memories to spurn, the next and the next and the next and the next charmed moment, feeding into detriment, crawling into a blur, crawling into cupboards, crawling into darkness, crawling into salvation, crawling into emptiness, crawling into a nation. Our own perfect army, poised and eager to shed blood from ourselves, as needs be, from friends who want us dead. Nowadays the whole arsenal is a joke on you from me, anything but a rehash of what was not to be. That suits us both fine, so I'll go, practice my dual pretense. Against the glory of the firing line, it's a fighting recommend.
Thank you, Patricia. We're just three left now, and next we have... I've done it again to you. I put you down with Grant Burgess, right? We welcome Grant March.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
Scratch the surface through the soil, clog your nails with dirt, dig, dig, dig frantically deeper, ignore the emotional hurt until you come across the rotted remains of the coffin lid of your memory. And now you have come this far, do you dare lift the lid? Huge rusted chains surround and embed, great padlocks with keys long thrown away by your own hand, bind the shackles together, keeping your mind closed. But you've long realized the power inside could set you free. Do you reject and throw away all those feelings of deja vu and the many fainted coincidences that pervade your life? Have you betrayed the subconscious power that paints your truth? If so, you ignore the cosmic forces that bind the universe at your peril. Bottle up your ego, make yourself small, spread yourself along the mall. This is far easier than to be a voice true, true to you, to shout and sing and dance along the streets. They'll say you're mad. Do you care? So pick up the scalpel and cut deep inside. Do not be afraid of the you that hides. There's a power lurks within that science cannot begin to explain or dissect. Connect, connect, connect. Who are you?
Thank you, Grass. Next we have Kieran McCarthy.
This is just a song, it's called Quotes, it's for Simon. Your true nature is always accessible to you, but you can't define it, it defines you. Was that wisdom breaking through? Well, who wrote it? Not a clue. Some guy in a bear with his mind gone too fair. I think he was in some false pretense. He wasn't really making sense. But don't wise men make it rain when words grow wise with fame? When a mind give rise to something new, what praise to give it, what is it due? For isn't it really but the same? Quote, comma, name. And it's called The Chimes of Paradise. The morning is lost to the mid-afternoon, another aimless day, gone away too soon. It still stings no matter how you've tried, the loss the evening brings hurts your pride. A helium balloon of dead on the rise, a spirit fading, you can see it in their eyes. Hours to fill with wasted skill, watch dust go thick on the windowsill. Every ambition you did possess is now consumed by idleness. A memory of how life could be is a fading mirage from across the sea. Night falls from the evening blue, today made stale, tomorrow's nothing to do. They say you don't value life, this precious gift. This is solitary strife, a life on the drift. A lazy grief casts constant shadow on the fallen leaf of life's distant glow. No words to sing when nothing rhymes. The bells still ring, the chimes of hard times. Excellent.
Simon Theseus.
I'm just going to say two poems. The first one is called One Night Stand. I heard the sound of ringing wind chimes that went ting, ting, ting through my dream, and then I awoke. The sound stayed. I opened my eyes and saw a cream ceiling, incredible in its mystery to me. I lifted my head above the blankets and duvet lying on me like a hot, soft walrus, and I saw paintings hung intentionally askew to the parallel lines of floor and ceiling. Through tall, old, single-pane windows and their snow-white wooden divides were Tibetan prayer flags that flapped outside along diagonal lines as if trying to escape. White burst from them in fits, amplified by the cyan canvas behind and illuminated by the sun somewhere, trying to touch it all. It was all so unearthly. I felt as if I knew then what heaven had to be. And this one is called Song of Ourselves. I wondered about the song that had just come on, and the band. They have a concert here soon, I thought, and I couldn't help but wonder if anybody still cares about their music. I looked down on Whitman's face, like the moon's, but less content, I thought, and then I cut his fruit in two, and I found a new one, and I forgot. And then I remembered everything. What if no one goes, I wondered, and then I thought, people walk dogs and raise babies and get drunk and watch porn and clock in and clock out and learn to live and learn to live with horror. People learn to create diamonds through crushing and coal by the same means. People create. People create other people. And in seeing that, say that it was as if by some miracle, while defining that to be an impossible occurrence. People forgive but do not forget, dream and often do. People weep like children but mostly alone. People sober. People attend operas and need to pee. Feel spiritual in the quiet of a library. Feel immortal in love. Feel bored while fucking. Feel their mouths water just before they throw up. People die, people get better, people get well. People pray and hope and give birth and give up and give death, accept death, choose death sometimes. People plant seeds that will never grow. People eat seeds to improve and fried foods to feel good. People dismiss infinity daily as seen along the arc of any eye's iris. People grow flowers and tumors, and sing, and pick up crying children, and put down dogs. And then it was almost as if I could hear them, 30,000 plus of them, all screaming, thankful for the chance. And then the red door swung, and from its doorway a thin girl grew like a rose flowering within a half second. And she said, quarter pounder, cheese, chips, coke. And I said, yeah, raising my right arm and landing it again in sync with her tray as I put Walt away, and she went on back inside and the song went up, and I thought maybe I decided that I liked this, and the cue moved again.
Simon, to you went back this evening, we have Rab Burkhardt.
I don't know what to do. I was thinking about the last kind of like couple of All Ireland poetry slams I've been at, and I feel miserably. So I was thinking, which one of the poems that failed miserably is the All Ireland Poetry Slam would I do? So I'll do this one. This is the one from Limerick. Remember, we were in Limerick and I got through to the second round, and this is it. It's called, I don't know what it's called. My anger and frustration leads to my self-devaluation, to degradation, lethargy, and sloth. By sitting, smoking, thinking, procrastinating, and drinking, I get to the place where I don't give a toss. And the only thing I've found to consistently make my world go round is work, practice, effort. Call it what you will, hype, and sometimes it's a bitter pill, but still, work, practice, effort leads to true relaxation instead of sitting around biting off your fingernails with agitation. Work, practice, effort. Thanks very much. Good night.